Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
He sort of scoffed at me when I said I represent the men in Coffs Harbour, the swimmer, the surfer. I have people coming up to me at the Hoey Moey saying, Joel, thank you for speaking your word and representing men in relationships.
Who has said that to you?
Okay, get me a drink and shut up. all the time in Coffs Harbour that happens.
Yes.
Sorry, but you need to address that now because that's thrown us off.
Oh, Birdman's come in and he's sneezing all over the place and then talking at the same time.
So Birdman does a bit of work experience, but we must move on.
Go.
Don't do that again. So last night, First Dates, I was watching that on Channel 7, a wonderful experiment where they get two people to go on a blind date. Mm-hmm. A camera catches their every move.
Yeah.
And, you know, they range from different ages. There was an elderly couple, you know, that was 55, I think, for Peter, the woman, and Des was about 65. He got off to a flying start, but you could tell that she was already judging this man.
Why?
But maybe it was because he was a butcher and he was working with meat.
In what way? Give me an example.
She wasn't impressed. And, you know, in dates all the time, I think one of the first thing that gets asked is, what do you do for a job? And I find that to be obtrusive and I find that
to
be... Absolutely. That should be the last thing that you ask.
Really? I always want to know that. But I wouldn't judge on that, but I want to know what that person does.
Is that the most important thing in your life, what you do for work?
No.
I would say no. The most important thing about Julia is the fact that she has empathy for people, is the fact that she meditates to improve herself as an individual, the fact that she wants to help out her partner. What you do as a job is the last thing on my mind.
But I think at the same time, you're spending a lot of time at work.
That's true too.
You know?
That's true.
So I think as well, it can be a very big conversation starter.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
You took that away from me then.
So
this was obtrusive though. This question, I want you to listen to this. This is what she asked a 65-year-old man.
Maybe not a question I should ask over dinner, but are you still sexually active?
Oh. How old did you say he was?
65. Are you still sexually active? What about if I said that to a female? Would that be creepy?
But,
tell the truth.
The whole thing was on age, right?
Well, she was 56, he was 65. And
I think if I literally did put myself in those shoes, am I older in this situation? Am I?
How old do you want to be? Well, no, you're not. You're your age.
Oh, then I'd go, why wouldn't I be?
Oh, like I would go to you. Hey, you still throwing it there?
But you know that wouldn't be the case at all.
Well, because
age would not factor in.
Listen.
What?
That's offensive. That is offensive. And just because I say it all the time that a guy's got a shaft and a set of tennis balls, he should not be asked those questions.
I think it's a silly question.
I think it is too.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what she was trying to get at there.
Exactly. And then he felt very uncomfortable, right? And he was.
But 65 isn't old.
No. Well,
it's not.
Well, it depends who we ask. I don't think it's old.
No.
And what happened was afterwards, he said to her, "You're so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Even if you farted, I'd want to roll into you."
He said that. What the hell?
She threw him off his game. Yes, you're getting up with Joel and Tools, but a special treat this morning, Tools.
Yes, my little sister's in the studio with us. Her name's Una. She's been living in New Zealand. She's right here. She's flown over, especially to tell us about the full moon, which is happening tomorrow night. Morning, Una.
Good morning, guys.
This is very interesting for me to have two sisters in the studio. I can feel the love. Can I quickly ask Una? And this is serious. Is she your favourite sister?
No. I think that Joseph is probably my favourite sister.
Yeah, that's why she's getting out of it and she's doing it well. And siblings have favourites, but I won't put you on the spot again, don't worry.
But I definitely would be. So normally we have Roxanne Tickle, our psychic medium, in on a Thursday. She couldn't make it with the holidays.
Yes.
So Una does a lot of stuff with the moon. She has La Luna Tarot.
I do.
Facebook. Tell us about this full moon for October.
All right, guys. So this full moon is a very intense full moon. It is in the sign of Aries. If you know anyone who is in Aries, they're quite a dominant energy to have around, a bit of an alpha. They can be kind of controlling. They like to be top dog. So the moon is all about power plays. It's a very dynamic moon, so it's all about what we need to release in terms of power or what we need to take back. So whether that's in our jobs, in our relationships, or in our homes. So it's all about deciding what we need to change as well.
So if someone's controlling as it is, will they become more controlling now with the full moon?
It's all about taking back your own power and then also not being irresponsible with it as well. So for example, if you're thinking, look, I need to use my power to let go of a situation, your job, you're going to need to quit it.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that's straight up. Thank you for the honest advice there. And yes, I just let go as soon as I come into the studio. Sometimes I just embrace. You can't
it's
always be in control.
Thing to do. Yeah. No, you just can't. No. What star sign are you, Joel?
The same as you.
He's a very
you're
sensitive.
A Cancer,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because we did a tarot reading when I first came on the show, and we did that in the first couple of weeks.
Yes.
When you were over in NZ.
And you didn't have that long-term love, did you?
The long-term love?
Hasn't come yet.
There's been a fling in between.
There was a fling in between, but let's not go
there.
We all
need this.
We will leave that one alone. we can touch on it.
Well, Cancers are very great lovers, so it is important that we have that in our life.
It is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
as in passionate about everything.
We're passionate, we're open, we're deep.
Yes. We're ego-stroking now. The full moon is taking your power. It's an Aries full moon. Get about it. Some of the little things you can do with the full moon.
So what we can do with the full moon is really looking and reflecting in the areas that we do feel like there might be power struggles.
Yes.
For example, like I used, you may want to be reevaluating career or maybe even location. If you feel like something is no longer serving you and you don't make the effort to change that, the universe will just take it from you. And we do like to be in control sometimes, especially if it's a matter of the heart or, you know, a big step in our life. So it's time to reflect.
Let's reflect on that. Thank you so much, Una.
Very, very articulate and makes a lot of sense.
If you want more, you can go to La Luna Tarot on Facebook.
You can catch The Bachelorette 7:30 tonight on Win. It was a big show last night because she is so honest and truthful. She's making the show, Sophie Monk, of course, but it becomes very difficult at the end. She has to let people go, including Harry, who didn't get a rose last night. Hello, man.
Hey.
Harry. You're so lovely. It was so nice watching you exit the house in a good way where you were just so happy and you gave Soph a big hug and said, you're going to find love because I have. It was really nice.
Oh, thanks.
If you could pick one of those guys, who would it be?
There's still early days. There's a lot of guys left in that house that I think are suited for Soph. But one that you may find slightly surprising who I really think he's making a good impression on Sophie and starting to build a connection is Jared.
Tools doesn't like that. No.
I was going to say, Harry will spill the beans on Jared. Jared, you've seen what he's getting up to next week. He's going crazy about the plant.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Tell everybody what's going on with the plant for those that don't watch the show so that we can just...
Jared buys Sophie this love plant and apparently...
Yeah, love plant. I'll tell the story.
Okay.
I was there. I'll tell you how it went down.
Okay, what happened?
So Jared is very, very eager to develop something with Sophie. He's there for 100% for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And he wants every opportunity to show Sophie that he wants to take things further. So his idea was that they would, and he owns a vineyard, so he grows.
Yes, it's a love plant.
All right, okay, it's a little bit extreme. Let's just say it wouldn't be my tactic, but it's Jared's game, and I wish him all the best.
So now can you confirm or deny, have people been weeing in the plant? Because that's what it alludes to, and he's smelling it.
That's disgusting.
We're seeing it tonight. Did any of the guys take a leak in it?
No comment.
Oh, they did!
Harry, what else are guys going to be doing in there?
And Jared's smelling it. Oh, it is so funny. Don't you find it so hilarious, though, Harry?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Harry, you mentioned that you have fallen in love with all the guys in the house, right? And I'm sitting back watching. I know they have to edit, but a lot of them aren't smiling, man. You came across as quite infectious. You know, you had great energy, but Blake and someone else, they've got the same stone cold face. I mean, tell me they turn it on off camera and they've got some charisma and personality. What's going on, my man?
Oh, yeah, 100% they turn it on when there's a lot of editing, you know. Like, you're on camera for a lot of hours to make a one-hour show. And, they didn't show it so much, but there was definitely a lot of friendship going on between a lot of the guys in the house. We all bonded a lot. And, you know, you're living with these guys for 24/7. We all cooked for each other. We're all playing sport together.
It's
so
a love fest.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, it was such a great episode last night. I was just loving it. And my favourite is Apollo. He's my pick because I love that he's a magician. But I also don't mind one of the intruders.
Help me. Help me.
But the whole thing, I said to Joel today, our guys really like this in, and I know you said with the editing, a lot is edited. Was there a lot of spite towards the intruders? Because that's how it came across last night.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say spite. That's not the word I would use.
Yes.
There was definitely, none of the guys wanted him there, you know? So they were very forward about that. This is how, like, I don't think a lot of ladies understand how forward guys are, where they can say what's on their mind and then brush it off like water off a duck's back. We don't really take much offence. So, although, yes, there may be a bit of spite on that first night and on air.
And a bit of insecurity.
They're all living
as well
in the house happily together.
Yeah. Yes, I know. And that's the vibe I got from you when you left. You were stoked with the experience. You'd had a blast with the guys, getting to know everyone, living in the mansion as well. You're from South Australia, right? Just quickly before we let you go. Yeah, see, Joel's from South Australia. He was in 2007 Big Brother. Do you remember him?
Okay, cool.
Look, Harry, you would have been voting for me, wouldn't you? You remember that, don't you?
100%. I don't know if I got my Nokia 315 yet.
You weren't playing Snake. Hey, are we saying goodbye to Harry now?
We are saying goodbye. It's been a pleasure having you, Harry. And I'm sure if you don't have love already, you will absolutely have it soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. You have a good day.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.